You had a patient here who got BCMA CAR T. What happened there?
Yeah. So I think he was in his 50s. He actually had multiple lines of therapy, if I remember correctly, at least eight. And he actually had the BCMA conjugated antibody and had a great response to it for a while and then relapsed, had further therapy later on, and then now recently received the CAR T.
Before you go on, you said BCMA antibody?
Yes, this is the one that's a BCMA conjugated with a toxin, and basically it works by inducing apoptosis in those cells, but it also can activate the immune system.
So, but there was a trial, there was an agent which was just the antibody, and what, that didn't work?
It's not a naked antibody, so it's a conjugated antibody. And it works very well. In fact, it received FDA approval that they can go on with their phase 3 trials, and we have it as compassionate use in some patients. So it's actually a very good drug that works right now.
So essentially an antibody drug conjugate?
Yes.
Antibody drug conjugate to BCMA. Interesting.
Yeah. I can't remember all the numbers. Huh. And they just named it now Bella or Bella something. It's a Bella name, but it's a very long name.
And so how long ago did this man get the CAR T treatment?
He just received it 4 months ago.
And how did he tolerate it?
He did very well, actually. He had no problems, was discharged from the hospital. Again, some fatigue, but no cytokine release and no problems.
Is there a correlation between cytokine release and treatment benefit? Do you feel a little concerned when you see people not having cytokine release?
I don't know that there is a correlation with cytokine release and benefit. I think that there is a correlation with tumor burden and cytokine release, but I think we have to wait and see long-term responses in many of those patients.
And at this point, is this man responding?
He's responding beautifully.
That's great. One other thing about his history that I thought was interesting, that earlier on, I guess it was maybe 10 years ago, that he developed psychosis requiring a psychiatric admission because of dexamethasone. How often have you seen that? What happened?
Yeah, very rarely. But this patient, it was very hard to come up with regimens for him because we cannot give him dex. And all of our regimens have dexamethasone in them. Very few of them don't. So it was a discussion every single time, how can we give that regimen without dexamethasone?
And he had no psychiatric history, or it was just this idiosyncratic thing?
Yeah, and then was really psychotic after receiving high-dose dexamethasone.
Wow, that is really interesting.